It is Ballylennon in 1954, and Fancy Doherty, chairman of the Development Association, has just received the shock of his life on seeing the derelict 18th century courthouse revealed in all its ruinous elegance under floodlighting, and he had campaigned to have it demolished as an eyesore. Well, that was the reason he gave: an eyesore, a traffic hazard, and a health hazard. Only his closest confidants know that his real motive for wishing the courthouse gone is to make space for a new car park for his hotel, the Swilly Arms. His confidants, Muriel McConkie of the corner shop, her sister Vera, the local telephone operator, and Stumpy Bonner, who writes the weekly Ballylennon Byword in the Donegal Vindicator, realise that they may now expect an open confrontation with conservationist and historian Vivian Bowle, who is also a member of their development association. Yet openness has never been a favoured word in the vocabulary of Ballylennon. The year is 1954.
Ballylennon call office, number please.
Hello, Miss McConkie. Is your sister there?
Is she serving a customer in the shop? I can see a person's shadow on the glass.
Will I ring again later?
No, I'm sure she won't be a second. Wasn't that queer goings on last night?
I suppose the whole town has it by now.
Sure, didn't they all see it for themselves? How could they avoid it? Coming home at 2 a.m. after the festival club in your hotel.
That's what annoys me most, Miss McConkie. Here was I, opening up my lounge till all hours after paying a fortune to get a license for the extension, all for the good of the people attending the festival, and then this other crowd, who benefited from my arrangements as much as anyone, putting up lights on that old ruin, deliberately down-facing me for Nancy, my own front door.
Oh, you must have got a terrible gunk.
Gunk? You may be sure there's a bigger word for it. Deliberately down-facing me, but I...
Oh, here's my sister coming now. Muriel! It's Mr. Doherty. Oh, he's like a beaten bear. Hold on.
Hello, Fancy.
Hello there, Muriel. Wasn't that a terrible deliberate down-facing I got?
Oh, the insult.
I can tell you this, Muriel. I felt like an old dog that had been given a kick and a... Give it a kick.
Oh, it's not as bad as that, Fancy.
Coming out of the hotel into the street this morning, all eyes were turned on me.
And who was out this morning, Fancy?
The young fellow was delivering the Vindicator, and I think I saw Jack Yeller.
Sure, they're nobody.
Well, they may be nobody, but I can guess what they're thinking. I can't stand that kind of adverse public exposure.
You should take a wee rest, Fancy, or a day off. You're working too hard.
How can I take a day off? There's a sale of the old blacksmith's forge to Terry White coming up, and I still haven't the plans drawn for the new singing lounge.
Sure, your business interests are flying, Fancy. Why worry what a few ignoramuses are thinking about the other thing?
I'll have to call a meeting of the Development Association, and I can tell you, I don't like the thought of that. I'll have to take a very firm stand. You know, Muriel, I hate having to use strong language to a lady.
I'll drop off to you at the hotel tonight, and we'll make out a wee agenda.
What I want to know is, how did you know, Miss Bowle, get that courthouse illuminated without any of us knowing?
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Doherty.
What's that?
It's my sister on the switch.
Oh, yes, Mr. McCarthy.
I'm here to tell you that she was seen the day before thrusting up Main Street with a face in her like Columbus the day he discovered America. And who do you think she had in tow?
And beyond guessing.
Wee Willie Dope, the electrician from Newton Cunningham, who's only after wiring up her school in readiness for the day when the current switched on.
Aye, well, if he wired up the illuminations, who paid for it, I'd like to know?
Oh, there's a scheme for free floodlighting on public buildings.
But that's not a public building. There hasn't been a court session held in it since the day the oak beam fell on District Justice McGuigan, and he had to be removed on the ambulance, and that must be 20 years ago.
Well, I don't know, but the Electricity Supply Board is running a promotional scheme, they call it, to encourage people to install the electric.
I'll scheme them. I was against this electrification all along. Lighten up places where there should be no light at all. I'll see you the night, Muriel.
Goodbye, Fancy.
Gentlemen, this is a message from the Electricity Supply Board, now putting the current into any home that wants it, and into farmyards, cow buyers, pigsties, and wherever else it's needed.
Hello, guard.
The information office.
Is that Mr. Bomber's voice from the public address vehicle? I didn't know he was versed in the latest developments of applied science.
You're right early, Miss Bowle.
I have some nature study exercise books to pick up from the variety store.
I see.
Well, how are you?
I have to say I didn't feel like getting out of the bed today.
But you did, Guard Gallagher. You did. You exercised determination, and here you are.
I didn't sleep a wink after that concert. And when it come to be 6:30, I said, well, you'd better rise up now and be out before the rest of them, or you'll not rise up at all. But the worst of it was, when I turned on the wireless, and I frying the rashers, what were they playing?
What?
Pretty pagliaccio, sul tuo amore infanto.
Oh dear, well, well.
Well, you can imagine, Miss Bowle, it didn't put me in the best of humour to face the town.
An unfortunate coincidence, but you've nothing to be ashamed of.
And then a big gob of soot fell down the flue onto the pan and my rashers were ruined.
Everybody believes you sang just as well as any of the prize winners. And that goes for me too. And I'm not speaking merely as your repetiteur.
And very good you were too, Miss Bowle. I know I sang well. And I'm not saying the others didn't sing well too, perhaps better, but Miss McConkie was saying to me afterwards that there should have been one local judge on the panel.
Well, Miss Vera McConkie should practice what she preaches, because she judged the traditional dance troupes, and not one glass goblet did she give to Ballylennon.
Oh, there'll be trouble over that.
We have to rise above these little flights, guard. Show our sophistication. And speaking of that, what did you think of the floodlighting?
On the old courthouse. It made it look like as if it wasn't a ruin at all.
It wouldn't take much to have it renovated for an arts centre where we could rehearse our operas, guard.
I'm not sure I want to go on all that, Miss Bowle.
Oh, nonsense, guard. We've had a mild setback, that's all.
I get the feeling that there's people against us.
There are people for us, too. And if you'll forgive me for being mercenary, Mr. Frawley promised us the money for the opera festival. And in this day and age, money counts.
I hear there's a meeting of the Development Association tonight.
I don't know why I didn't get my notification. But you may be sure I'll be there.
Keep the flag flying, Miss Bowle.
That's the spirit, guard.
You've got to hand it to Mr. Bonner. Hasn't he a grand wave of words? It's a great thing to have the education.
If you can describe simple alliteration as education...
But I once heard you say there was nothing like the electric Fonzie, so I did.
Well, there is nothing like it, Stumpy, when it's kept in its proper place. How long have they got you speaking over the public address?
I'm took on for the whole week, so I'm. I have to do the town 6 times a day and out to Drumskithrick and over to Crotty's Quay any time I can fit it in.
Won't they miss you down at the station? Or did you take time off sick?
This is what I did. I took a week off my holidays. 5 bob an hour is what I'm getting from the electric. It's not a thing to be sneezed at, so it's not. And anyway, this same electric could be the end of the job at the station, so I'm keeping my options open.
Hello there, Mr. Doherty.
What is it, Packy?
Am I to tear down the wallpaper out here in the hall, or would it be better to paint over it?
How many coats would it take to paint over it?
Oh, 2 or 3. Oh, hello, Mr. Bonner. I didn't see you down there.
Did you not?
You'd never know till it's dry, you see. 2 coats and you might still see the marigolds and them other things through it. The lupins.
I wouldn't want to have to shell out for another gallon of distemper at 3 bob a pint.
Well, if I pull down the paper, half the plaster might come with it. Josie'd hate me for rising the dust.
Don't heed Josie. Where is she? She should be at the tech.
Well, she's home this last hour. They got a half day off for one in the Camogie over in Newton Cunningham.
Where is she?
She's in the back kitchen, drying her slip.
Quit that.
What?
You shouldn't be looking at her.
I wasn't. That's what you told me she was going to do.
Thin that distemper. It might give you the 3 coats. And be sure to wash your brush.
I will, Mr. Doherty.
Time he was going back to Birmingham, that Pecky McGoldrick. I don't think he's a good influence around the place.
Isn't he supposed to be working for an uncle over there on the building?
Probably threw him out. But this business of floodlighting the old courthouse. Now, I know Miss Bowle has her point of view and she wants attention drawn to it. It was a fine building in its day. In its day. Then there's the lion and the unicorn up there on what she calls the... what is it?
The wall.
No, 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 it is a wall, but that's not the word. The pendulum or the pedicure or something. Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, I'm a liberal man. And I don't mind if there's a cabinet of the Duke of Wellington or a bull's bum or anyone up there. But that's not the point. The place is a ruin. And it's quite unsuitable. Now, the piece of land I was telling you about is for sale from a client of mine out on the Kilmacrennan Road. But that'd be a far better site for an art centre.
Aye, and you wouldn't have that chair around the town getting in your way and annoying you, so you wouldn't.
That's a good point, Stumpy. I hadn't thought of that.
So, you want me to write a paragraph drawing attention to this site? A prime location and very suitable for development as a place of public resort or for educational purposes.
You got me first go. You see, I can't very well propose a site at a meeting where it was known I had a financial interest.
Well, sure, that's a fact. Convenient to local transport, churches, and all amenities. What site would that be?
You know, beside the jetty.
Oh, the boathouse. Isn't that on the Widow O'Neill's field?
The same. And I'm giving her a fair price for it.
She'd take it too. And she with nothing but the pension, since poor old Ollie fell into the malt bin, the Lord of mercy on her.
I want to look after her. See that she gets full value, you know.
Hello? Number, please?
Oh, hello, Miss McConkie. This is Vivian Bowle. I was wondering if I might speak to your sister.
I'm afraid she's engaged at the minute. There are several customers in the shop.
It's our wee Capricorn friend. I'm not here.
Will I go out and get her for you?
Oh, no, it's not that important. But I wonder if you could pass on a message.
Certainly, Miss Bowle. Is it an apology for tonight's meeting? You're unable to be present.
Oh, no, I'm coming to the meeting. I mean, if there is a meeting, that's what I'm ringing about.
Oh, yes, I think I heard my sister saying there's a meeting tonight.
I was just wondering. You see, I didn't receive the usual notification.
Well, that's strange. I saw my sister writing out the postcards. When was it? Oh, Wednesday night. It might have got delayed in the post.
It could hardly take 3 days to travel half a mile.
You're right, Miss Bowle. It's a real mystery.
Well, there is a meeting then.
I'm sure there is, but I'd better check. Yoo-hoo, Muriel, is the Development Association meeting tonight?
Shout that it is.
Yes, Vera, it's at 8:30 in the Sweeney Arms, as usual.
I don't know if you heard that, Miss Bowle, but it definitely is.
Yes, I heard, thank you. But what happened to the notice? We're supposed to get 3 days' clear notice.
Muriel, what about the notification?
Yoo-hoo, Vera. Will you look in the writing pad by the switchboard?
I'm to look in her writing pad, Miss Bowle. Ah, yes. Oh, here it is. Oh, goodness. There's a card here addressed to you. She must have forgotten to post it. Oh, my sister will be very embarrassed when I tell her this, Miss Bowle. Yoo-hoo! You forgot to post Miss Bowle's card, Muriel.
Oh, that's very embarrassing, Vera. Please apologise and say it won't be much of a meeting and she won't miss anything if she can't be there.
My sister says...
Yes, I heard. But tell her I will be there. I thought it was on anyway. And so I kept the evening free. Thank you, Miss McConkie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Bowle. You got that, Muriel?
Uh-huh.
She'll be there.
That's right, Josie, and a drop of milk for Miss Bowle here.
Here you are. Thank you, Josephine. How is the course going?
The best.
Did you ask Miss Bowle if she takes sugar?
I didn't. Do you? I don't, actually, but thank you, Josephine.
Now, have you all got your tea? Miss McConkie?
Oh, lovely, thank you. Are you taking the dressmaking along with the domestic science, Josie?
No, I'm taking fashion.
It's all the one thing.
Fashion is style and design. It's quite different.
Is that it? Well, you learn something new every day. Oh, Josie, will you bring us up a hotner in a few minutes? That's a good girl.
I'm going out.
Oh?
I told you, I have to go. I'm late.
All go, the young people. And sitting up all night studying for the exams.
Mm-hmm. A very nice set of china, Mr. Doherty. Did you get it new?
It'd take you to notice that, Miss McConkie. I'm replacing all the delf throughout the hotel. It was Josie chose it for.
She's very good taste.
You see, Miss Bowle, my daughter Josie's she's studying the domestic science of the tech now.
I hear the courses have been much improved since they got the new principal from Belfast.
Well, Mr. Doherty, it's a very nice new innovation, having the cup of tea before the meeting.
Thank you, Miss McConkie. It was all Josie's idea. Well, will we start the meeting now? Any apologies?
Canon Freel is still indisposed, and God Gallagher will be along when he is relieved for night duty.
And Reverend Hawthorne's attending the assembly.
I don't see Mr. Bonner.
Oh, there might have been a crowd on the Derry train with a lot of baggage.
Good evening.
Oh, Mr. Bonner.
Oh, speak as a gentleman.
Good evening, Mr. Bonner.
Bad night, that's all it is.
Sit up here on this side.
Would you like a cushion, Mr. Bonner?
I would not, sir, I wouldn't.
Right. No. The minutes were circulated, so we'll take them as read. Proposed?
Aye.
Seconded?
Aye.
Now, the first item. Report on the Ballylennon 1000 Festival. Miss McConkie.
A very successful festival was held, with 23 entries in the traditional dancing and 3 pipe bands. The festival club in the Swilly Arms Hotel drew capacity crowds nightly.
Indeed it did. No credit to me either, but to all our wonderful voluntary helpers. And you can add in the minutes that the raffle and aid of the old folks outing to Ballyshannon raised a very substantial sum.
Oh, how much did it raise?
I haven't the figures before me, Miss Ball, but it was a very substantial sum, yes. Miss McConkie?
The operatic concert at Killiecrumper Hall, by kind permission of Mr. Aubrey Frawley, drew an enthusiastic attendance.
Ah, isn't that wonderful now?
Objection.
What's that?
Objection.
Objection to what?
I was at that so-called concert, and I wouldn't say the audience was enthusiastic, so I wouldn't, because I was one of them.
Would you like the report changed to, what is it, Mr. McConkie? Oh, yes, to a full attendance?
It's not that. I object to the attitude of the man who organized the concert.
Mr. Foley acted with the best intentions, through the chair, and he gave his house free of charge.
He's a supercilious land grabber, so he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing we can do about that.
Someone should speak to him so they should, because he had a whole plethora of judges from outside and no local person on the panel. And there should have been at least one prize given to a local singer. And you should agree with that, Miss Bowles.
Mr. Chairman, I have to say, there's no hiding the fact I was disappointed that the entrant whom I trained failed to win. And I must say, I'm relieved Guard Gallagher isn't here tonight, because he would be very upset.
Very good. Now, order, ladies and gentlemen. I call an adjournment for consultation. The meeting's adjourned.
And the free dinner there was supposed to be after the concert was only little bits of things that wouldn't fill a ferry.
Come along, Mr. Bonner. We'll have a chat below in the lounge. Excuse me, Miss Bowen, Miss McConkie. Feel free to ring for more tea. Josie's only waiting in the kitchen. Oh, no, but Dad. Imelda's there. She'll bring you up a pot.
Was that okay, Fonzie? You were a bit previous, Stumpy.
What's that?
Well, we hadn't got to the matter of the courthouse. See, I was expecting you to start your diversion when we got to that.
But I gave you the opportunity to stop the meeting, so I did.
I know. But I may have to start it again. You took me a bit by surprise, and it was going very well up to that. Serving the tea to create a pleasant atmosphere. Oh, going very well.
What do you do now?
Me and you will delay a few minutes below in my office. Miss Ball and Miss McConkie may get tired waiting and go home. They wouldn't have much to say to each other anyway. And Muriel would keep the courthouse well out of the road of the conversation. You may be sure of that.
Poor Mr. Bonner's really a very sensitive man's heart. On account of his being, well, you know. And he's the artistic type. Well, you can see that in his writing.
I wanted to raise the matter of the old courthouse. Now that the floodlighting has drawn public attention to it, the Ulster Georgian Society is prepared to make the first donation to a restoration scheme. I know Mr. Doherty and some of the other members of the association believe it to be an eyesore.
And a danger to pedestrians.
But a judicious restoration will give us the handsomest arts and crafts centre in the country. Something for which Ballylennon may be proud.
Well, it's not for me to say, Miss Bowle, but I happen to know that Mr. Doherty isn't at all against the Arts Centre. In fact, he favours one.
Indeed.
Mr. Doherty's a very practical man, Miss Bowle. He sees anything like that as an asset to the town, giving employment and the like.
Well, we'll need a caretaker. I see young Packy McGoldrick is back from England. I wonder if he's planning to stay.
He came home because his mother wasn't well. And he's doing some odd jobs for Mr. Doherty here in the hotel, I believe.
So many of the more enterprising emigrate. I suppose he's building motorways.
I wouldn't know. I don't usually have the opportunity to meet people from that side of the town.
And if you'll excuse me, I'll be going on now. I imagine Mr. Doherty is using his talent for diplomacy with Mr. Bonner. I'll drop your card when he gives me a new date for the meeting. And I won't lose it this time. How was I so stupid?
How's this for Capricorn, Muriel?
Oh. Well, look, would you hand me over the ink bottle? I'm a diopter spelling Mars with a B. With bars in the ascendant, your life this week could set you tumbling from one threshold to another. I don't think the editor would like that, suggesting that some of his readers might be reeling around from pub to pub. Huh? There, Mars. You can be sued for that, I believe, if you're too specific.
What advice are you giving to Capricorn, our friend?
That Mars piece isn't for Capricorn. It's for Gemini.
Reverend Hawthorne.
And imagine him reeling from bar to bar.
I doubt if he's ever been in one. Though, indeed, that could refer to another cleric not a dozen miles from this fireside. Oh,
poor Canon Freel pays no attention to the horoscope. He has more sense. Anyway, look, here's Vivian Bowles' stars for next week. Capricorns. Disregard, for the time being, all matters relating to projects of an artistic, architectural, or fundraising nature. No, that's too obvious.
Here, show me that. What about disregard all committees and voluntary projects?
Oh, the very thing. You should be writing this yourself, Muriel.
No, I have enough of the minutes to write. Oh, and Vivian Bowles said a funny thing afterwards about Paddy McGoldrick. She's marked him out in her mind to run her new art centre.
He's a bright enough lad, I suppose. Which is more than you could say of his late father. God forgive me. Has he taken a shine to Paddy, is that it?
Sure, he's barely 20. And he was never a pupil at her school. How could he have been? Wouldn't he have gone to the brothers?
Well, look at the way she took up with Gard Gallagher. And now she could hardly be accused of sharing a background with him.
They share the interest in music.
There's more to it than that, Muriel. When the ewe starts running round with the hoggets, you start wondering what's happened to the ram.
Oh, Vera. Oh, you're dreadful.
That's the wrong sign, anyway. Capricorn's a goat, not a sheep. But Muriel, she's way ahead of herself if she's looking for staff for her art centre when there's going to be no art centre. You know better than I do that nothing's going to stop Mr. Doherty having that courthouse knocked down and 24 spaces for cars laid out on the spot. Didn't he draw it out for you that time on the back of the Rafo diocesan calendar?
Yeah, well, Packy's working for Fancy anyway.
That's right. I see. Well, he's the boy, won't miss much hanging round that place. Yeah, where's the blotting paper? Oh, my goodness,
Siri, he frightened me.
It's just come back to me. I happened to glance up from the switchboard around dinner time. It was just after the pips on the wireless for 1 o'clock. And who did I see strolling in the bushes at the back of the courthouse? The very boy we're talking about.
Paddy McGoldrick.
Him?
Well, what's strange about that, please?
Oh, nothing strange at all. Only I noticed he was there with him.
Vivian Bowles.
Ah, Muriel, you've got Bowles in the brain. Josie.
Josie Doherty.
The same.
Oh, dear, Fancy wouldn't be pleased to know that.
No, indeed. And wouldn't it be another reason for him to want the courthouse demolished?
Right you are, Mr. White. We'll make a date with the vendor, and you can call out. Now, just excuse me, will you, please? Packy, mind where you're putting the varnish. Sorry, Mr. White. Has someone staying on the floor here yet? Yes, you can call out with your solicitor and myself to have the deed signed. No, you're definitely doing the right thing. That old forge will make a unique residence. Oh, a unique residence. And yet you couldn't purchase the view from it if you were a millionaire. No. No trouble at all, Mr. White. At your service at all times, as the man said. Aye. Goodbye now. Good luck. Well, that's another bit of business done.
Thank God for the invention of the phone.
Was that Mr. White, the politician you were talking to?
How do you know who it was?
Well, there's not many whites around here.
Have you that floor near done?
I think the dark oak would have been nicer than the black.
The black stain's harder wearing.
Aye, but it shows footprints. Terry White isn't converting a blacksmith into a house, is he?
Who told you that?
Isn't that what you were on the phone about?
That's a matter between myself and my client. It's not your place to listen to a private business chat.
Oh, sorry. I'd have left the room if you told me it was private. How was I supposed to know?
When are you going back to Birmingham?
I'm not going.
I thought you were going when your mother came out of hospital.
Well, she's out this past 2 weeks. I decided there were better opportunities here.
Well, I don't want to put a question mark over your career. But when you've the painting done in this office and next door in the bar, I won't have anything more for you.
Well, I've an offer of 3 weeks' work from the Presbyterian minister. Not in his church now, in his house. And Miss Bowle, the schoolteacher, was telling me that if I hold on, there's a good chance of being taken on as caretaker at a new arts centre.
What?
She said I should enrol for a night course in office administration at the Letterkenny Tech.
What arts centre would that be?
Can I move the desk over to the window? I need to paint under it.
Aye, right. Well, you take that side here now. Here. Now, mind. One of the legs is inclined to bed. Watch it down!
Hold on, Max. I always meant to put a brace on that.
Now, you could do that. Get a right-angled brace from Dugan's in the morning. Oh, my God. What arts centre?
Oh, the chair, too.
Huh? Put it on the sheet of the newspaper. What arts centre?
Well, isn't it going to be in that old courthouse you're so keen to pull down for a car park?
It is being pulled down because it's dangerous. Miss Bull will have to site her arts centre some other place. She knows that as well as I do.
What other place? The Widow O'Neill's boathouse.
Who said anything about that?
Well, weren't you talking to her solicitor on the phone? A quiet seal, you said, and a fair price.
Huh?
I wouldn't have used the same words myself.
How long will it take you to finish that floor?
Oh, about half an hour.
We'll finish it then. And you needn't come back tomorrow.
What? What about the hotel bar?
I've changed my mind. It looks good enough the way it is.
Well, you told me I was to do the bar as well. I'm after buying the paint.
I decided against it, I'm saying. You'll get your wages. I'm not one to renege on a promise. Everyone knows that.
I'll finish this floor, so.
Doherty's Estates.
Is that you, Mr. Doherty?
Hello, Mr. Conkey. Excuse me, I have someone with me. This is a private call.
Very good, Mr. Doherty. Will I take the varnish with me?
No. Stick it up your...
What's
that? Oh, sorry. Someone just finishing the job on the floor. That sticky varnish.
My sister said I should give you a ring, but I don't know if I should.
Is it about the last meeting, the one that wasn't resumed?
No, it's more personal. I wouldn't bother you, but Muriel says that as I witnessed the incident, I should be the one to mention it.
Fire away, Miss McConkey.
Well, I know it's none of my business, but... You know that young man from the Pierce Villas who's home on holidays from England?
You needn't say the name, Miss McConkey. I think I know the person you're referring to. He does a few jobs for me around the place. Excuse me. I have to look outside the door a minute. Just hold on.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah. Sorry, Miss McConkey. I had to check on something. Yes, the person you have in mind is causing me no little annoyance, I can tell you in private. A case of, eavesdropping on my private phone calls. Now, that's one thing I cannot abide. Eavesdropping.
Well, did you know he's, walking out?
Haven't I only after telling him to walk out of this place?
Walking out? Well, perhaps only a stroll. But it's a thing you'd maybe need to know about as a parent.
I get your drift, Miss McConkey. He's walking out with some young one and their parents should be told to keep their eyes open.
That's exactly it, Mr. Doherty. As you're always saying yourself, you have eyes in the back of your head. And now's the time to use them.
In episode 7 of Ballylennon by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonsy Doherty was T.P. McKenna. Muriel McConkey was Margaret Darcy, and Vera McConkey was Stella McCusker. Vivian Bowe was Anya McCartney, Dard Gallagher, John Hewitt, Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley, Paddy McGoldrick, Charlie Bonner, and Josie Doherty, Kira McKeown. The music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes, and the series is directed by Owen O'Callaghan.